And you basically, the foundation is good. Since your foundation is good now, it's going to be easy.
For me, I believe that in anything, if we have a good foundation,
the rest is easy. Rest is just easy to handle. So this is the shloka in which is giving the exaltation rashis of the planets. Easy to understand. Surya is exalted in Mesha. It is a royal sign. So the sun is royal. He is delighted to see the palace, the royalty. Among all the 12 signs in the zodiac, there is only one royal sign, and that is Aries. Leo is not royal. Let's be clear on that. Leo is not a royal sign. Chandra is exalted in Taurus, which is the sign of feeding and food. Mangala is exaltation in the Capricorn, which is the graveyard. Buddha is exalted in Virgo, which is the harvest. Guru is exalted in Karka, which is the Sukha Bhava. Shukra is exalted in Meena, which is the bed. Shani is exalted in Tula, which is the house of the market. Which is the market, if I can use the word. The degrees of exaltation has also been given by Parashara as Surya 10, Chandra 3, Mangala 28, Buddha 15, Guru 5, Shukra 27, Shani 20. We have used the degree of Guru to get the degrees of Rahu. 30 minus 5 is 25. That's how we have derived. And you can see the highest debility is in the exact opposite sign. Surya's debility is Tula. Or in other words, Surya doesn't like to go to the market. Chandra's debility is Vrishchika. Chandra cannot keep a fast. Chandra cannot keep a fast. A pregnant lady is not allowed to keep a fast. Now see the rules. Chandra's debility is Scorpio. Eating is Taurus. Evacuation is Scorpio. The evacuation is Scorpio. So where is the bathroom? The bathroom is in the fourth house. The place is in the fourth house from the karma. So in the karma of evacuation or cleansing your stomach or cleansing your bowels is Scorpio. The fourth from that is Aquarius. Therefore Aquarius is the toilet. What is the karma that you are doing in Aquarius? Tenth from that will be Scorpio. See the connection? 4 and 10. Every place has a 4-10 connection. So if Scorpio has to do with cleansing the stomach, letting go of the stomach, or not eating, when you are in the bathroom, you don't eat. Though some people are there who still do. Disgusting. You are not supposed to eat over there because eating is associated with Vishnu, Narayan Bhava, second house of the natural zodiac. It's a hari. His job is to feed you and sustain you. So you're not supposed to eat in the toilet. Keep that in mind. So pregnant women who are symbolized by Chandra are not supposed to fast. Fasting is from which sign? Scorpio. If you are having high pitta in the body, very high pitta, fasting 24 hours is not allowed. Why? Because Mars and Ketu indicates high pitta, blood pressure. So you are not allowed to fast 24 hours if you are having high pitta. These are rules of fasting. A pregnant woman cannot fast. A person with high pitta must not fast. These are not good. These are Ayurvedic rules and you cannot break them. Because the protection of the body is your responsibility. This is the temple. So did you understand Moon's debility? Mars' debility is in Cancer. Sukha Bhava. His exaltation is in Makara, Dukkha Bhava. If Sukha is fourth house, Dukkha is opposite, tenth house. So work, going to job is the dukkha which we all have to do in this life. It is a dukkha. Every day you have to leave home, you have to leave your parents, you have to leave your near and dear ones, you have to leave your wife, then you have to go to work, then you slog it out, then you come back in the evening and again become happy. Some people think that the reverse is true. But in reality, so many people think the reverse is true. But in reality, the definition of sukha and dukkha is that sukha is in your home, in your heart, and at home. That is your home. That is a little bit of disturbance at home can give you terrible sorrow. Keep that in mind. Whereas disturbance at work doesn't give you that much sorrow. You are upset, but it is not sorrow. There is no deep-rooted sorrow. Oh, my pencil broke. It's not so important here. Oh, my boss is having a caesarean. Hi, this is Sukhavari. Okay, so you can see the 4 and 10 thing, huh? Sukha and Dukha. The Ska or the sky is in the 10th house. The sky, Kha. Remember Kha? K-H-A, Kha. It is in the 10th house. So opposite to that is Su or good sky. And the sky, the 10th, is Dukha. So Sukha, Dukha is 4-10 axis. Guru also. So basically you see Guru and Mangala are opposite. When Guru is very strong, Mars is weak. When Mars is very strong, Guru is weak. Did you understand the concept here? You can't have both planets very strong at the same time. Now this is a new concept that I'm bringing into your understanding of planets. These planets work in pairs. All planets work in pairs. What are the pairs? Let us understand. Sun, Saturn is pair number one. Sun and Saturn is pair number one. You cannot have light and darkness at the same time. You cannot have them at the same time. Either there is light or there is darkness. Okay? The second pair is Rahu Ketu. So you cannot have bhoga and moksha at the same time. Either you are having bhoga or you are having moksha. Either you are having material or you are having spiritual. You cannot have both. You cannot. Don't make a mockery of it. It cannot happen. You have to choose one. Next pair, Jupiter-Mars. Jupiter-Mars is peace and war. You cannot have a peaceful war. There is nothing called a peaceful war. Let's be clear on that. Either it is war or it is peace. The next pair, Venus-Mercury. Either you are celibate or you are married. You cannot be both. Many men will disagree with me, but this is the way God had planned. Am I right?
Ravi seems to be disagreeing.
What is the serious disagreement you have in this?
Means if you have some, you have to leave or let go of some other thing.
Exactly. You cannot be wealthy and married at the same time. Mercury is wealthy. Wealth karaka. Venus is marriage. So you cannot be wealthy and married. If you are married, you cannot be wealthy. You all agree, right?
Yes.
See now how easy it is to understand? It's easy to understand. So the question you got to ask, am I clinging to money or am I looking for love? If you are looking for love, if you are madly looking for love, you are going to become very poor. Laila Majnu. Huh? Going in the road and singing love song. There are no place to live. Get the point? Oh, we are permanently in honeymoon. After some time you don't have food to eat in the house. Life is a balance between the two. That is why life is nothing but balance. The only one which does not have an option is Chandra. All, you see, I gave you four pairs. I gave you four pairs in exaltation and ability. Four pairs. But Chandra does not have an option. There is no option. There is no compromise with Chandra. Life is life. Remember I told you, moon is longevity. It is life. There is no compromise. There is just no. There is no option out there. Because life is life. There is no choice to be made. Okay? Now let's discuss a little bit on the exaltations of Sun and Saturn. Sun is the day. Saturn is the night. Sun is light, Saturn is darkness. There are some things which are good in light and there are some things which are good in darkness. You must make it clear in your head what I will do in light and what I will do in darkness. I'll give you an example. Let us take Mercury Venus. Mercury is earning money, creating wealth, harvesting the corn, doing everything that is necessary for wealth. Venus is being in love, experiencing the enjoyment of a good company, enjoying a life, living the everything that gives the highest joys of companionship. It is more companionship, not being alone. You see the difference? Work is about me, wealth is mine, individual. Venus is never alone. It's always with at least one person. It can be with more than one, but at least one. Whereas Mercury is always mine. My salary is different from your salary. You take your salary, I take my salary. Profits will come, you keep your profit, I keep my profit. Wealth is very individual. So therefore, Mercury is better in the daytime because the sun is individual. You see that? My soul, your soul, it cannot be shared soul. Who talked about a shared soul that day? Somebody talked, you talked about it, that beautiful concept. I've been thinking about it. I said, how can somebody even think about such a thing? Wow. One soul, two bodies.
One soul, two bodies.
Something like that she came up with, right?
For husband and
wife, there is one soul, two bodies. When they have a divorce, your soul goes away.
Half soul.
Then मैं समझाऊँ उनको ना my problem is I'm a very logical person. You see, that is why I don't my sugar is combust. So all these concepts I can't understand. Very difficult. How can one soul go into two bodies?
Not like one soul. They say soul is husband and our body is
wife. So that means wife is soulless. What a see? From beginning itself they made her down.
They both are a single entity like in a family. No? Or, okay, I will give you the reference.
I need to understand what exactly the reference is. Yes, I need to understand what they are saying.
Yes.
Soulmate.
Are two souls who have been reincarnated together through many various different lives. So that's a soulmate. Two souls that are always, you know, mother, son, husband, wife, father, daughter, cousin, sister, brother.
They are incarnating through lives.
Through lives. And so they cannot.
And that is only possible when they both die together so that they can incarnate together. Because otherwise, how do you.
Sometimes they are lovers, next time mother, son, next time grandmother, grandson.
Not immediate. It's not immediate if you die, not immediate, like the next second you are incarnating.
So they go there and they wait for the other one to come and then they reincarnate.
They say that whole communities will incarnate at the same time.
What are they smoking? Because that totally goes against, that is God has no business, yes, yeah. We have decided to reincarnate together, okay? Mr. God, stay out of this. You got no business out here. Who gets to decide?
No, but the point is still that when you meet somebody in this life, there's a feeling that you have known this person before.
That's okay.
That's
of course. Of course. That happens, but that's not a soulmate.
Yeah, Yeah, it's a soulmate because you feel like I've met you in a previous life, so you're my soulmate. Not that we will.
Not soulmate, soul meet.
No,
okay, okay, we debate on this further because I'm not leaving it here. Okay, I need to understand this. I need to understand this because it goes against my concept that God has the power to decide.
He does have the power to decide.
Yeah, we will decide. We will discuss that. Right, right. So the Sun-Saturn problem continues. Is it the individual soul or is it group community after death? Saturn says it's a group, don't worry. Sun says it is individual. You are alone, you came alone, you will live alone and you will die. You came empty-handed and you will go empty-handed. The only thing that will go with you is your dharma. Nothing else. Nothing else can go with you. And if the dharma has jnana, one of the important legs of dharma is jnana, if that is attached to it, it will carry on because dharma can carry that. It cannot carry your money, it cannot carry language. It carries a relationship. A relationship, is it dharma? If it is not dharma, then how the hell can you carry it across?
It is karma.
It is karma. It is not dharma.
It is karma, yes. Karma.
Yeah, relationship is karma. It's not dharma. We will go. You need to think about this. What goes with me after death? What are the philosophies on this? I can't even carry my water bag. See the problem?
You have to reincarnate with certain souls because you have karma, either good karma or negative karma with that soul. So how are you going to, you know,
you can
that karma if that soul is not there? It may take 3 or 4 lives before that soul comes back.
So if I eat a lion, the lion has to eat me.
Or
can some other lion eat me?
No, no, lion is animal kingdom.
Small,
karma.
Small.
Guru karma.
So lion is lower soul.
They are not, they don't have individual karma. Lion does not have individual karma because it does not have free will. It does not have the vivek to make the decisions. The only humans have the vivek to make those decisions. It's just unconscious. You know, if a dog, if a cat sees a bird, it wants to eat it. It's just group. It's a group mind. It's not an individual mind.
Group mind?
Group
mind. Cats don't have their own minds. So now they didn't have their own souls, now they don't have their own minds.
But your cats have been your
partner. No, one second, we are going to... Okay, we are going to... The cats don't have their own souls, now the cats don't have their own minds. Okay, there are multiple philosophies, that's why thank God I am not given the job of teaching philosophy. Otherwise this would be a debate, my God. We stick to Jyotish, which is easier. Okay? You are all high souls. We'll stick to the high souls. Let's accept the pleasure of the human ahankar. Let's have that. Now, Shani and Surya, the light and the shadow. If there is light, you are individual, you are alone. If you are in the shadow, we are in a group. Okay? So, think about it. Buddha karma, daytime is better. Shukra karma, night time is better. So the strain, so dharma decides that shukra karma should not be done in the daytime. If it is done, then it will be asura. Asura means that which is going against Surya. That's simple as that. Asura means that which is meant to be done at night. So you cannot have mating in the daytime. Mating in the daytime is asura karma. The children that will be born from that will be asura. Now, same with Guru and Mangala. If you are having Mangala very strong, then you are not having Guru. So Guru is stronger in the daytime, Mangala is stronger in the night time. That is why you will see that animals of prey prefer to hunt at night. They don't like to hunt in the daytime. You see, lions and tigers and all, most of the hunting they do is actually at night. It's very rarely that they do it in the daytime. So did you understand the exaltation ability? Okay, now yeah.
Why Shukra and Chandra have opposite degrees and...
There's a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law story.
What?
Just think a little bit. I don't want to say it very loudly. Right. When a man grows up, he has to let go of Chandra and go to Shukra. The biggest challenge in front of the woman is to take the man out of his cradle. Men don't want to leave the cradle. Any married woman knows this. Any woman who has had a boyfriend knows this. Impossible to take him out of the cradle. Very difficult. My mother makes such beautiful, let's see, my beautiful heel. Wife is struggling to match it.
Do the fasting.
So you want to have fasting for 7 days a week?
I can, if you've got to miss me.
With Caitlin, then Caitlin Rahul activities be...
are constantly... challenging each other, you see? Constantly opposing and challenging each other, Rahu and Ketu. If you are choosing a Rahu activity, you cannot simultaneously choose a Ketu activity. You have to choose one of the two.
The ability she's asking.
Yeah, you see, for example, Ketu is much, much better about the daytime or the night time. Let's think of Rahu and Ketu in a slightly different way. Slightly different. Rahu is superb on the new moon and Ketu is superb in the full moon. So I am talking of Rahu and Ketu in terms of the moon. You see, because they are nodes of the moon, they are lunar nodes. So the new moon is all Rahu. The full moon is all Ketu. So the full moon is a good time to go to the Guru. The full moon is a good time to go to the Diksha Guru. Guru Purnima is always on a full moon. All the Gurus got enlightenment on a full moon. Buddha Purnima, full moon. Guru Nanak Purnima, full moon. Alright, Dattatreya, full moon, Falguna Purnima. Vyasa? Purnima, full moon. All the gurus are full moon. So it's good to go to the spiritual guru on a full moon. A stupid person will go to the guru on a Amavasya. You see my point? So as the moon becomes more and more full of light, it's going towards spirituality. As it becomes more towards darkness, it's going to the material world. So which tithi is best for the material world? Amavasya. That's why Mahalakshmi is worshipped on Amavasya.
And we have Satyanarayan Vrat on Purnima.
Satyanarayan Vrat is of course on Purnima. Oh Narayan, give me Satya. In that case, leave everybody else, young man. I don't want Satya, Narayan, keep it.
Does this have any connection with the birth of the person, Shukla Paksha?
It does. We'll come to horoscopes. Let us get the basics clearly, then we will see. We cannot say that every person born on Amavasya is always parted. Or every person born on Purnima gets moksha automatically. There is much more to tithis than what is the external tithi. Now this is an exaltation scheme, and that it is easy to understand, so I won't waste much time. But these are the groups. The groups are very easy to see out here. You can see Jupiter, Mars group, Mercury, Venus group. You see that Sun, Saturn group. So in Libra, Sun is at its weakest and Saturn is at the strongest. So what should be the color of Libra? Black. Why is Libra black? Because Saturn is at its maximum. The darkness is maximum. So that's why Libra has to be black. What should be the color of Aries? Red. Why? Because the sun is at his maximum. So the color of the sun is red. So his color becomes maximum over there. Did you ever think of signs getting colors? Huh? Who colors the sign? From where does the color come?
Exaltation.
Right. So what happens to the color over here? The Jupiter should be given in a slightly yellowish tinge out there, right? A strong yellow out there. So what is the color of the mother? That's the house of the mother, right? What is Durga's color, anybody? Yellow. Durga has to be yellow. If Durga is not yellow, she is not Durga. Okay. What should be the color of Yama?
Red.
Blood.
Mars.
But then there is a darkness over there. So, blood is the color of blood. You know, the more blood, the more yama. What is the sign of yama? Blood. You have to see blood. When you see blood, you know yama has been here. How to know that there is death? When you see blood, you know there is death. Yama exerts when he sees blood. Kill, put the spear, poke the spear, let some more blood fall. See? The more blood will leak from the body, the more Yama gets exalted. You think Yama is a Dracula? I don't know, maybe. The concept of Dracula is also similar, right? They get exalted when there's blood. The vampire concept, you know? They love blood. They want blood. The obsession for blood. And they are associated with the grave, right? Why are we afraid of ghosts? What do you think ghosts can do to you?
They draw a life force.
Yeah, they're taking your life, the blood. In some form or the other, they're taking your blood away. So it's the blood which is the problem. Right?
So,
Durga,
we generally
see
that goddess is
actually
red color, and all the
worshippers
of Durga, they
the
generally...
color of Durga is yellow. A face is yellow. Kapda kya pehnate ho, wo aapki marzi. Durga has to be yellow. If she is not, she is not Durga. Keep that in mind.
Devam
Bham.
Huh? Devam Bham. Is gold and yellow.
Of course. It is well defined. Even in the Jagannath temple, the color of Subhadra is specifically kept at Yama. The Haldi Ram. Ye Haldi nahin to wo maa kaisa. She has the power of Haldi.
Okay. Mula Trikona. Trikona means trine. Mula means root. The trine root. Mula Trikona.
Trine.
It is also called Swatrikona or self trine.
Now, what is trine? What does the triangle represent? It energy, fighting, work,
what you fight for, what you stand up for, what you have to look after, what is your responsibility, netagiri, leadership, ambition, all that. Is represented by Trikona, the trine.
Okay?
Now every planet suddenly sees that trine when it arrives at a certain sign. It means it realizes, hey, this is my responsibility, it is my work, I have to take charge, I have to take the leadership over here. I cannot depend upon somebody else to do this.
So every planet suddenly realizes, this is my office. What is Mula Trikona? It's office. Simple and direct translation is office. You can never go wrong when you translate Mula Trikona into office.
It's your department. You are the head of the department. You have to get the thing done. It's your job. If you fail, the department will fail. So what do you think is the department of the sun?
Why?
It is the temple.
Protection of Devalayam.
The king, what is the responsibility of the king?
To establish
his power. If the king cannot establish his power, he is no king. And how does he establish his power? By governance, by having subordinates, by passing orders. So which is the house of subordinates? Fifth house. Where do you pass your orders?
Fifth house. Naturally, orders are passed to the subordinate. Otherwise, what order it is, if it is not passed to the subordinate? Orders are always passed to subordinates.
So therefore, the Mula Trikona of the sun has to be Leo.
Yeah.
How is Leo governing subordinates? That's such a different idea of Leo in my mind. I thought Leo was like the stage, the temple, subordinate to me feels like Saturn.
Subordinates feel like Saturn when they come over there. They get combust when they come over there. That is where the boss and the subordinate are meeting. The subordinate may not sit over there, but that's where the interaction is. That's where he's receiving the orders. Fifth is the house of authority. How do you exercise the authority? Through the fifth house. On whom do you exercise authority? Over the fifth house. That is why they say, a good boss will treat his subordinates like children. Which means he will think that they are stupid. How many times have you heard that from the boss? That means the boss is a good guy. You stupid fool. You can't understand anything. Finish the thing quickly. Why are you always late? Why are you just treating you like a child? Right? You should take it positively. But most people take it very negatively. That's where you have relationship issues. In California, there are people, you know, you go to the boss's office and they go and put their legs on his table. Rahu has really reached his limit out there. You're not supposed to put your legs on the boss's table. You're supposed to give him some respect the way you would respect your dad. See my point? Democracy can't reach such a level where the basic hierarchy is broken. Because if the hierarchy is broken, the organization will collapse. Just a question of time. Money can keep it alive for some time, but then it will collapse. So are we clear? The entire concept of hierarchy is coming from Leo. It's a very hierarchical system. There is a senior, there is a junior, there is an elder, there is a younger. It's hierarchy up there. It's Leo. That is why it is his office. And the son likes to... He's the king. Now where does the king want to show his authority? How are you a king if you have to go to office? If you are the king, you are the office. You see my point? If you are a king, you are the office. I can pass my order wherever I am. Why do I have to drive somewhere over there and pull out some paper? I can have office everywhere. So the king is the only one who is allowed to have an office at home. See my point? The king is the only one who is allowed to have office at home. Legally. Legally. Because that is the way he has. Otherwise he's not a king. Only the king can have. Now think about this. So therefore the own house, Swakshetra, and Mula Trikona must be together in Leo. So shall I treat Leo as Swakshetra or shall I treat it as Mula Trikona? I have a problem. When is this guy working and when is he on holiday? When is he on leave? When is he at home relaxing? Emperors don't relax. They work all the time. Even when they are watching a dance. Did you know that? In the middle of a dance, he can pass an order quietly to somebody, go and do this. And the order is has to be executed. Prime ministers, in the middle of dinners, are quietly turning and passing on orders. Presidents do that all the time. All the time. They have gone to attend a dinner, they are supposed to relax. They come on the side and quietly say something to the Secretary of State and quietly orders are being passed immediately for execution. They work 24/7. There really is no holiday. You think the president has a holiday? No. He cannot have a holiday. If he has a holiday, the country will dissolve. They go home for a holiday, in the name of a holiday. And in the holiday, they actually work. They actually end up doing more work out there. We are all meeting in Camp David to relax over tea. Come on, we don't know what's happening in Camp David, you're not having tea. Right? And the major decisions of the world are going to take place over there. Who doesn't know that? Am I being clearly understood? Yes. So therefore, Leo shall always be treated as a Mula Trikona of the sun. I'm putting this into your head particularly because you know what happens? When I see Navamsha chart, is the sun in own sign or in Mula Trikona? In the Rashi chart, we can have degrees.
For example, I will tell you one. Look at this. There it is. Look at Leo. You see, this 20 degrees is the office and 10 degrees is the home. Look at this absurdity. 20 degrees is office and 10 degrees is home. If this is 24 hours, how many hours is he expected to work? If he's working for 16 hours, you have just given him 8 hours for the remaining. He's sleeping in the remaining time, right? Sleeping or with wife or having a thing with his kid or something. So he's actually literally working the whole time. And even when he's with the kid, you are carrying urgent notices to him. So, for all my purposes, this whole sign is to be treated as his office. Because in the Navamsha, there are no degrees. You can't take these degrees in the Navamsha. In Dashamsha, in Dwadasamsha, other divisional charts, you can't do this. You have to take a decision. Shall I make this his office or shall I make this his office? What would you do?
Office, right?
Because it makes a lot of difference. If it is his office, his strength is much more than at home. Because in strength calculations, it will make a lot of difference. Therefore, we in the tradition always say that Leo is his office. We never say that king is sleeping. Look at Taurus. Taurus is the Moola Trikona of the moon. Okay? And it's only 3 degrees that she is working. The rest, she is relaxing. So which is the Moola Trikona? This or this? So this is the exaltation, right? And the remaining is Moola Trikona. So she works for 27 out of 30 hours. If I take 30... as the total duration of her working, I mean, of a day, how many hours is she working? This lady doesn't sleep. Ask any mother, how many hours do you really think you get for your son? Any mother. Even when she sleeps, she's thinking about a baby. Am I right? So this seems to be more or less right. And that is why she has a problem with Venus. She says, you stupid fool, what do you know what is the sacrifice I have made for my son? Moon says, what the hell do you know what I... How do you know that you are going to care for my son? I know how to care for my son, you don't know. And to a large extent, she is right. Nobody can match the moon. Therefore, the entire job of longevity has been given to the moon. You feed the child, you take care of the child. That is why longevity is given by the moon. So long as the moon shall feed you, you will have life. When the moon stops feeding you, you are dead. So can I say that for all practical purposes, this whole sign, Taurus is the Moola Trikona of the moon. Can I say it or not?
Yes.
I can, right? So from now you will keep this in mind that moon's Moola Trikona is Taurus. So if I ask you, who is the Lord of Taurus? What is the answer?
Venus and moon.
Right, you see the problem out here. Is Venus going to Lord Taurus or is moon going to Lord Taurus? That is the dilemma of generations. Who is the boss of home? Second is home, my family. Who is the boss in the family? Men are out of this question. It's never a debate about any man. Who rules the home? Who rules the family?
It is mother, right? Mother and wife. Yes, this is
the
fight of mother and
wife. That is not a fight, it is a cold war. There is no fight out here. These two planets don't fight. The moon exalts in Taurus. Don't forget that. So her happiest day is when her son gets married. And yet that is when the cold war begins. What a peculiar situation. So did you understand this? So for all practical purposes, Taurus is also the exaltation and is also the Mula Trikona. But we will have to take a decision. Since exaltation cannot be ruled out. See, every planet has to exalt. Because Narayan's energy of sustenance has to be there. So therefore, we have no option but to give Taurus as the exaltation point of Moon. Let us say in Navamsha, Moon is in Taurus. We shall say Moon is exalted in Navamsha. We will not say Moon is in its office. Because the first is always the higher strength. Which is of the two higher? Is the exaltation higher or Mula Trikona higher? Exaltation. So we look at the positive side of life. Moon is exalted. Like in Sri Krishna's chart, Moon is in Taurus Navamsha. So is it exalted in Navamsha? It is exalted in Navamsha. What about Mars? What a mess. You can see the mess out there. First 12 degrees is Mula Trikona. Rest 18 degrees are own sign. So first 12 degrees is Mula Trikona. Next 18 degrees is own sign. So should I treat the whole of Aries as Mula Trikona? Because I want to have a general rule for the whole sign. Can I have it or not? If I don't have a general rule, if you have Mars in Aries Navamsha, what are you going to say? Are you going to say Mula Trikona or are you going to say own house? You're going to have a problem. I am showing you where you will have a problem in the future. So you've got to make up your mind now. Is Aries Mula Trikona or is Aries own sign? It has to be taken as Mula Trikona of Mars. It's his office. Why is Aries the office? I thought it was a royal sign. What is a royal sign? What do you call a royal sign in modern language? Pardon? Palace. Leo is a palace. The palace is in Leo. Government office. It is the government offices. And who has maximum power in the government offices? Who is responsible for the office? The police. And the other forces are responsible for the security of the government office. The first responsibility is the security of the government offices. Because if the government offices fall to enemy hands, the government has gone to the enemy. The rest of it you can read. Now Mercury has a similar thing. Mercury says, Papa, Papa, I also want office like you. The son says, my dear prince, why should you have an office like me? No, you have office at home, I also have office at home. So what does Mercury do? He sets up office in his place of harvest. It is not that the harvest is coming to him. See, there is a difference between Leo and Virgo. There is a difference between Leo and Virgo. Leo is a fixed sign. This is my palace. You need to meet me, you come to my palace. That is the sun. Mercury is different. The harvest is in Bhimkal. Go and set up an office over there so that you ensure that you are there when the harvest happens. Otherwise, by the time the harvest happens and by the time it reaches me, God knows who has eaten away. Okay? Why? You observe, all business people need to have offices close to their production places. It is very important to have office near the production place. Do you agree or you don't agree? Well, if you don't agree, then you need to think about it. Or you need to try to do business. Like for example, set up an office in Russia, Moscow, and try to do business in India. We will see how much business happens. Without having an office out here, without having any people working for you out here. It's not going to work. You will have to have an office. So Mercury is flexible. He's flexible. You see, dual. He also has offices in the headquarters. He also has offices in other places. See, duality. Do you see the duality? Vishwabhava, duality. One is a fixed office. What is a fixed office? Headquarter. And then there are other offices, field offices. So both the offices are there. There is Chara office and there is Thira office. What is Chara office? Chara office is field office. What is Thira office? Headquarters. Duality. The duality is there for Mansuri. And that is why, that is the meaning of Mula Trikona in Virgo. But we have a problem like Moon. We have the same Moon problem. There are two things that are happening in Virgo. One is the exaltation and one is the Mula Trikona. Right? Is it true or not? And naturally every planet will want to say, take the higher status. Why I will take lower status? So what is the status we give to Mercury in Virgo? We will give exaltation, right? If Mercury is in Virgo Navamsha, he is exalted. If Mercury is in Virgo Dashamsha, he is exalted. Okay? So that is how Mercury also thinks. When I am in Virgo, I feel very exalted, even when I am working. So either he is at home, which is the city. Mercury lives in the city, you know. Mercury doesn't like to live in the village. He lives in the city. And then he goes to the villages and the outskirts for his businesses and harvest. He's a city guy. Am I being clear? When he's in the village, he's a good boy. No nasty stuff. Focused in his work. The moment he comes back to the city, he's partying. That's Mercury in Gemini. Party. You see the difference? So basically, what is his mindset? He has two mindsets. One is the home mindset at Gemini and one is the office exaltation. So what happened to the Mula Trikona? It doesn't have a Mula Trikona mindset. Mercury doesn't have a Mula Trikona mindset. Do you see the problem?
Okay. Let's see, he is considered to be exalted in the
world. So the mindset is not there. Which other planet has this problem? Moon. Moon also doesn't have a Mula Trikona mindset. Either is exalted in Taurus or it is at home in Cancer. The mindset is not, the Mula Trikona mindset is not there. So two planets are having a problem, huh? No Mula Trikona mindset. What about Venus? Its exaltation is Pisces. Mula Trikona is Libra. Swashetra is Taurus. No problem. All separate. What about Mars? Swashetra is Scorpio. Mula Trikona? Aries. Exaltation? Capricorn. All separate. So long as all three are separate, you don't have a problem. Your mind is clear in its compartment of work and other things. The sun is the worst case scenario. He has only got exaltation and Mula Trikona. He doesn't have any home. Because he has converted his home into office. He really doesn't have a home. That whole concept of home, this is my home, is not there. This is the royal palace. All royal people you watch. This is a big problem. The concept. So when a commoner were to marry a royal person, suddenly they have to let go of the whole concept of home. They can't let go because home is critical for them. So the common people should not marry the royalty. It's a problem. How do you change the mindset? Sanjay, what are you doing?
What are you doing? You are creating.
You know, the moment a prince falls in love with a common girl, the stage is set for disaster. Because the common girl is always going to look for her own. She wants to be a Venus and then a Moon. She cannot go for the royal. Or in other words, can I say that the male planet is the sun? So men are very fit to be kings. Women by nature are not fit to be kings. What about Jupiter? His Mula Trikona is Sagittarius. Teaching. Ninth house, universities, places of high learning, books, libraries, all that is his forte, the ninth house. That's his responsibility, that's his business. His exaltation is in Cancer, where education starts. The start of education is his exaltation. The start of education is the exaltation of Jupiter. The day Jupiter is able to take another boy to go and join a school, that is his highest happiness. Okay? All the other planets you can easily study now. It's easy.
Guru Dhanurashi.
Okay. Any questions so far? Whole concept about planets has changed, right? So in future you know that when the moon is in Taurus, even if it is more or less than 3 degrees, the mindset is of exaltation. Because the mind doesn't have heart boundaries. The mind doesn't have heart boundaries. If you just went and had a fantastic meal